Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number something. It's April. I'll just do a month. It's April. I'm really sorry. Oh, I should have had a drink of water first, shouldn't I? But make it sound a lot more professional. So it's been 3 weeks since the last podcast. I'm sorry. I've just been really, really busy. Fortunately, nicely busy. So I've been doing gigs and work's been good. I do bits and pieces of stuff. And that's been good. So I've been nice and busy. Because these gigs don't just fall out of the sky. You have to work for them and things. So I have some time today to make a podcast. Quite a while, actually. It's got a nice quiet day today. A couple of gigs at the weekend. Actually, a couple of gigs on Saturday. One in the afternoon and one in the evening, which will be quite nice. So if you're around and you want to see some live music, check out my website, nicktan.co.uk. There are links on this very website. What I wanted to speak to you about is something that happened to me last week. Something quite profound. Actually, I'm going to have some music in the background. Now, I can't normally play covers and things on the podcast, but I'm just going to do something here, which will... Can I do that? Can you hear that? Life! Oh, I don't think I can do that. Can you do that? Can you hear this? Probably. Anyway, I'm going to put it on quietly. I can put it on quietly here. Sorry about that. Now, if you... Oh, hang on. I'm just going to have it really quietly in the background. You might not hear it. I've got headphone things going on here. Hang on. No, you won't hear it at all. You won't hear it at all. Pointless. Pointless me playing it. I was going to play it in the background. Sorry about that. So, what happened last week? So, there's a lot of websites I go onto, and one of the websites I go on in particular is a website called Music Gateway, which offers musicians the chance to pitch their songs for various TV programs, films and stuff, and general bollocks on the internet. I've had a bit of money out of it, but not an awful lot. And one of the what they do is they pitch. You get an opportunity to pitch ideas for films, and they give you a reference file. So if you've got music a bit like this, pitch your songs to this person, and we might be able to help you out. Like I say, I've had very little success from it, but you know. There's things going. And so I heard this band called, a really great band. I can't play them on the podcast because they're all signed and everything. And they're an Australian band. I know they're an Australian band because when I read about them, I went to their website because the music was so good. I thought, I've got to find out a bit more about this band. And in fact, what I want to do is I want to buy the music. And they're called Hiatus Coyote. Yeah, I know. You know what I feel about names, difficult names. Anyway, Hiatus Coyote. But I remembered it, which is not bad. So I went to their website because I thought, well, I want to get their music, but I'd like to get it from them because I kind of felt, I don't know, just a bit of a personal connection. I don't know why. It was just the music was so good. I really enjoyed the music. Give them a check out, by the way. It's kind of prog. I'd say it's kind of prog funk. Prunk? Prunk? Is that good? Is that a word? Anyway, it's a great album. A bit of hit and miss, but the misses don't miss by much and the hits... are worth the album. So I didn't want to get a download. I actually want the CD. I really, really want the CD because I want to play it in my car. I go out in my car a fair bit because I'm going to gigs and things. It's nice to have something to listen to. And I thought, this would be just the sort of thing for me to listen to in my car. So I wanted to buy a CD. So I went to their website hoping that there'd be some way I could buy the CD straight from them because I hate... going to Amazon. I didn't want to use YouTube, iTunes because I didn't want to download. I'd have to download the album, and I'd have to burn it onto a CD. Then do you know what I mean? And I just didn't want to do that. So I clicked on the link to buy the album on the website, and I was taken to Amazon. Ugh, I hate Amazon. So I've never used Amazon. I use Amazon for reference, basically, to see how much things cost, and then I go and buy it elsewhere. So. I thought, I've got to do this thing. So I went and found the album I wanted. I can't remember what it's called, actually. And I found the album that I wanted. So I thought, here we go then. So I went and bought the album off there. So later that day, I think this is on Friday. This is on Friday. So the next day, this is Saturday, I get an email from Amazon saying, your card hasn't been accepted. And I know why, because I lost my card about 2 years ago and got a new card, and I never bothered refreshing my payment information on Amazon, because like I said, I never buy anything off Amazon. So I thought, oh shit. And we were going to Southampton to buy a few bits and pieces. And on the way there, I said to Debs, look, oh, I said, when I get back, I've got to go and renew my buying options at Amazon so I could buy this CD. And then this profound thought, which there's a few of you kind of going, but why? Well, this is what happened. I thought to myself, hang on a minute, we're going to Southampton. There's an HMV in Southampton. I can actually go and buy the CD. And do you know what happened? I started to get excited. I thought, I'm going to go and buy the CD. It's like I'd invented the fucking wheel. I thought, I can go into a record shop and buy a CD. And I was actually excited. The anticipation of going into the shop and buying this CD was something that I hadn't experienced for a long time. Even when I bought it off Amazon, or I thought I bought it off Amazon, I didn't have that anticipation as much as the fact that I was going to go and physically get hold of the CD. So then I had this excitement, this feeling that I hadn't had for a long, long time. So we get to Southampton, and I go to the record shop. And as I'm moving towards HMV through the car park, I'm getting more and more excited. This is, okay? So I get into HMV, and I look around HMV, and I can't find it. So I go to the people on the counter, and I say, look, I'm trying to find this album by a band called Hiatus Coyote. And they said, oh, okay. So they look it up on the system, and they say, really helpful, really enthusiastic people. They said, we've got one. We've only got one. So they take me to the section of the record shop where the CD is, and they pull out the CD. So I take the CD, and I've got the CD in my hand, and the excitement and the anticipation has heightened. Okay? So then I go to the desk, I pay for the CD. I also joined this club. Oh, it's called. I had to pay some more money for it, but you get points and blah, blah, blah for when next time you buy a CD. And I'll get to that in a second. So then I've paid for the CD, and I've got the CD in my hand. So now I've actually got the CD, and my excitement level has raised itself even higher, because now I've got the CD and now I want to go and play it. So we do the shopping and everything, and then I come home, and then I put the CD on, and just before I put the CD on, that's the point where I'm the most excited. Now, I'm not, let's keep things relative. It's not like the birth of your first child. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, but that the excitement level is palpable. You can feel it. So I go to put the album on, and it slips in, and the first and that is that moment then when it's just about to come on. That's the moment. After that, listening to the music, it's brilliant. I love the album. Like I say, hit and miss, blah 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 blah. But that all the preamble leading up to buying the CD, to actually having the CD in my hand and being excited to come back and play it, is something that I hadn't had for a long, long time. Now, I teach guitar, and I teach guitar to lots of kids as well as lots of adults. And the kids, when they want to listen to something, they go to Spotify. They go to Spotify and they listen. They go blah blah blah, search search search. There it is, bang, and they play it. So they get the bit after you've bought the CD. They don't get any of the excitement before. And that's where people are missing out. And that's something that we need to draw back into people. Draw back in? That doesn't even make sense. That's something that I think we need to get people involved in. Again, yourself. Have a look at yourself. When was the last time that you actually went through that buying the CD? Now, people say, oh, it's easy just to get it off this and get it off that, blah, 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 blah. It is. I could have just gone on iTunes. And I do buy stuff off iTunes because I use it for referencing when kids want to play a certain song, and I buy the download. But there's no excitement. I'm just waiting for it to download, play the music, and the moment's gone. This anticipation, this waiting, it's like being hungry or thirsty. It's it's not the actual satisfying that hunger or that thirst. It's that moment before, that split second before you actually take that first mouthful, before you take that first bite, when you know it's yours and you're going to have it. That's something that a whole generation of people, maybe more than one generation of people, are missing out on. And it's something that I think we should bring back. So when you listen to the tracks I'm going to play you today, and I've got quite a few. I've been sent a lot of music in the last couple of months. A lot of it, fucking shocking, awful. Just you go, oh, come on. And it's boring and it doesn't do it for me. But I've got a lot of great new music this week. And some older music, some music from my old podcast that I just thought I need to bring some more tracks in. And these are tracks that I thought, yeah, killer track, yeah, killer track, yeah, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So if you like any of these artists, go to their website, buy their album. Now, you won't be able to go to the shops for some of them, but you'll get it from the band. What I'd love to have done was to communicate, and I did. I was so excited about this band, who I mentioned again, called Hiatus Coyote, that I found them on Twitter, sent them a message saying I love their music and I've just bought their album and blah, 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 blah. Oh, they're playing in Brighton, actually, in a few weeks' time. Unfortunately, they're playing in Brighton exactly the same night that I'm playing. In Brighton! What are the chances? But yeah, they didn't communicate back. But a lot of the bands that I'm going to play you today, you'll be able to find them on their website. You'll be able to find them on Twitter or on Facebook or something. God forbid, Facebook. Can we just finish Facebook as regards music's concerned? Load of old crap, really. I'll play some music in a minute. I just want to say to people, if you like the music that you hear, go and find out about the bands, because you can have that experience of interacting with someone in the band or buying their CD and then getting their CD and go, they sent me their CD. Chances are they'll probably sign the bloody thing for you. I know all my CDs. If someone wants me to sign a CD or write a message or whatever, I do it. It's great. Makes you feel good. So let me play you some tracks. Let's have a look what we've got coming up. So what normally happens if you haven't heard this show before and you're still listening, well, congratulations. I got my mic really loud. Well done. So what normally happens is I play three or four tracks to start off, and then another couple of tracks, and then blah, 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 and then we finish. So I'm going to do that now. I'll give you four tracks. Let's have four tracks, some nice music. Have a listen to this. I'll tell you what they are in a minute. Actually, the first track you're going to hear is by a guy called Sam Jefferson, and it's Too Much For You. So let's have some music.
My soul, I stay my face on scorch and cold. The sky is bruised, I am too. I fight for me and not for you. Sugar bombs, your wicked toys won't break my heart to hear your voice. Morning rise, evening fall, soon as I stand, I break and crawl. But still I'm gone, and you tell me I'm so wrong. The way I move is clearly just too much for you. Just to hear your voice I thought it fine, but now I'm left unsatisfied. I left your song in my head, I figured out your plans instead. On your land, I'm given now to make my stand. I paid my dues to see this through. Now where's the other side of you? But still I'm gone, and you tell me I'm so wrong. The way I move is clearly just too much, but still I'm gone, and you tell me I'm so wrong. The way I move is clearly just too much for you. Yeah.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Backtrack, take back, rewind. Daydream, taking me back in time. Faces, faces. Thank you.
You look me in the eyes, his figure reflects deep inside. Birthmarks, birthmarks. He stopped deep in the cotton field. I keep on smoking when I'm ill.
ニックさんのポッドキャストで日本のインディーロックバンド新生かまってちゃんを流しているのを聞き、あなたのポッドキャストのリスナーになりました。日本のインディーロックバンドまで幅広く聴いているニックさんのそのセンスと未知の音楽への探求は素晴らしいと思います。そして私はニックさんのサイトでニックさんの曲を聴いてファンになりました。 Moving on Can't stop missing you Down Give yourself away Pale moonlight そして一番好きなのが Time and time again です。私はニックさんにニックさんの名曲 Time and time again と新生かまってちゃんのロックンロールは鳴り止まないをリクエストします。ニックさんのポッドキャストを通してニックさんの音楽に出会えたこと、そしてニックさんのこのポッドキャストが日本のバンドを世界に広めてくれたことに感謝します。ニックさん、ありがとう。
ありがとう。Yes, that was Ronnie. Back when the podcast was really popular, when it was just more than just me and you listening to it, I used to play a lot of Japanese music. I might do that again, actually. It was a bit risky because I wasn't too sure if I was allowed to play it, because generally the people that I play are stuff that's sent to me by the band, but there's some stuff that kind of, like, I kind of got some weird, some really interesting Japanese music and played it. No one said anything, so it's okay. Right, so you just listened to Too Much For You by Sam Jefferson, Anique and Never Forget The Times, Sarah Mac Band and Ready To Stay, and Birthmarks, that was a great track, wasn't it, by Bones Garage, Bones Garage, and Anique, if you're listening to this, you'll realise how clever I was when with the production there of getting the Sarah Max band track afterwards. No one else will get it, but Anique will go, oh, look at that. So how about that? So there we go. So that was brilliant, wasn't it? Now, I just want to just mention one thing. If you do Facebook things and you're a bit bored and you get a bit bored with stuff, I've started a new group on Facebook called Team Tan. We just kind of have fun. I set topics and things and people comment on it, and it's kind of lifted off a little bit, which is quite good. So if you want to have a look on the website. It's a closed group, so no one can, well, you can see the group, but you can't see what we post because I keep it closed, otherwise you get all kinds of people. So if you want to find out about that, just go to search for Team Tan on Facebook and join in, just having a bit of fun. So that's the best of the tracks that have been sent to me in the last month or so. Yeah, I know. So really good tracks, but the other stuff. Although I do listen to stuff and go, oh, and then a couple of weeks later I listen to it again and go, oh, that's brilliant. These headphones are so squeaky. I know what it is. It's scratching on my zip. So I'm going to play you some tracks now that I just kind of thought of as being really good tracks. The first is by a band called Accrington Stanley, and it's rather apt because it's called Rites of Spring. And there's another few tracks after that which I'll tell you about as and when they happen. So listen to this. Accrington Stanley and Rites of Spring.
Time. set free the rights of spring. Too long I've hibernated, shivering, go sleep pale. Let nature take its course in spring. My senses from its jail to tell that tale. Crossed out corpses resurrecting, Easter bunnies insurrecting. Resurrecting in the fields, let it all be revealed, let it all be healed. Oh heart, please don't you fail me now. Blossoms are calling me forward now. Intoxicated into my waiting, trembling veins. I'm relighting fresh rain. Stop rising again. Stop rising again. Stop rising again. Stop rising again. Stop rising again.
thank you. will be left to me if you take me now. Consume me with the fire of your breath, the taste of your mouth, the smoke of your hair, sun in my moon, rain in my sea. Carried you to me, sun in my moon, rain in my sea. I called out for you, you took all of me.
He don't care for fashion. He don't wanna fight. He don't need no God to protect him, 'cause he's never gonna die. never gonna die now. Does it make you feel loved? Does it make you feel proud? Gonna make you feel good. He knows where God all's women around him. He never get no, never get no now. Does it make you feel good? Does it make you feel proud? Gonna make you feel good. Does it make you feel loved? Does it make you feel proud? Gonna make you feel
my friend. Sell your skin, rule the streets of men. 1,000 years, their sovereignty's your flowery bed. You'll sink the city of Angkor Wat. You're the curse the gods coerce through power and lust. The Monkey King sees everything claws can touch. And then we'll need your face, your sight to shit delight of sensual taste. Then tear me up inside and break me down. It's clear they're quite sincere, it freaks me out. And yet still I could feel no more fear. Really don't know. The sentimental shifting in time, cosmic symmetry strobes the sky. Contortion winter shivers down my spine, body keeps alive with the vine. Singing like thunder, how's the wind on a distant thunder? Flowers burst and bloom and then die. Octave symphony blows my mind. And I feel no more fear. Now, when I said I really
You are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
That's right, you are. That was Bella Tex Chase. I should have played a track by her, shouldn't I? Maybe I'll do that the next time. So what you heard then was The Rites of Spring by Top Band. They're top chaps, they are, Accrington Stanley. And after that was the wonderful Lucy Kitchen and Sun to My Moon. And then after that was me and a track called Love Lies, which is on my album called The Vinyl Project, which was a fan-funded project before all this bloody crowdfunding rubbish came along. Don't get me started on that unless you want to get me started on crowdfunding projects. Do you want to get me funded? If you want to find out what my views are on crowdfunding projects, like Kickstarter and all that sort of stuff, go to the website, make a comment and ask me. And I may deign to answer you. But generally, the crowdfunding projects are a really, really good idea. Crowdfunding websites are a shit idea. Okay? And I'll tell you why if enough people ask me. Then I'll mention it in the next podcast. But I've already banged on about stuff today. I'm not going to bang on anymore. I'm just going to talk about how fantastic the music business is. The music business that these people that I'm playing you is. Because it is. There are so many good bands out there. So when people go, oh, music's nowadays, they're rubbish. Well, they're pricks. I don't know what they're talking about. So we've had that. Let's have some more fantastic music. I've got a little burst. I want to play you two tracks. I want to play you a track by one of my favourite bands, the Travis Waltons. I haven't played the Travis Waltons for weeks. Why is that? The Travis Waltons and a track called Homewrecker. It's not as good as Millionaire, because Millionaire is my favourite track. That's just a fantastic track. But I couldn't find that today, so I'm going to play you whatever I just said. Yeah, Homewrecker, which is still a brilliant track. It's just not my favourite track. And then after that, oh yeah, Toy Face. I played Toy Face. Did I play them this year or last year? Anyway, I've listened to this first. I'll tell you a bit about them in a moment. Anyway, Travis Waltons.
Make it sing, and all the time. saying from the start that we go and take ourselves apart. A shiver and shake, a sweat, but I swear it's alright. And I know that you'd stop when I'm afraid. I just think I left it far too late. You still look so sad on all fours, gagging up your lungs.
Thank you. You're talented and sexy, and you're listening to Is This Thing On.
Yeah, sorry, technical things. I'm just looking at something. Why aren't you recording? Okay, I'll stop, and then I'll press record. And then it started recording. Yeah, that was Toy Face. Oh, what a track. I've got their whole album, actually. Cosmic Love, that track was called, and that's brilliant. And, of course, before then, the fantastic Travis Walton's and Homewrecker. Sorry, I've got a list in front of me. I can't read my own writing. It's just putting me off. So, we've got two tracks to go. Yeah, that last jingle was an old jingle. Shall I do a jingle compilation at the end of the podcast? Is it too long, or shall I do that the next one? Where are we? We're minutes. Let's have a look how far. I can't tell this thing. Oh, God, we're an hour already. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. I'll tell you what. If I can remember, I'll do it next podcast. I'll chuck in loads of jingles that I had before. And we'll have a jinglastic jingle. Yeah. I'll try and put jingles. So I've just found. I'm like a little magpie on my desk. Found something shiny to play with. Yeah. Jingle-tastic. Sorry. Jingle-tastic. Don't you hate people that do that? There's a guy on BBC One. On BBC One now. Yeah, sorry, just a bit of a moment there. So, two tracks to finish off with. One by a band who I don't even know if they're still together. And when I send them, because I send emails to people when I play their tracks, they're going to go, "Fuck, we haven't been what? Woo, woo," because I haven't played them for years. A band from Portsmouth called called Race Car Hearts. Who I sort of saw years ago and played them on the podcast years ago. And I just thought, I'll tell you what it is. I did a show, just a brief one. I won't have a rant. I'm not having a rant. I did a show on Saturday called SOFAR. It's SOFAR. If you want to get involved in SOFAR shows, I'd say thumbs up. Brilliant, guys. And they're all over the world. So if you go to SOFAR, I think it's SOFAR Sounds, or just Google SOFAR, S-O-F-A-R. They do unusual gigs, they do little gigs in unusual places, and I'm kind of like, I'm part of them now. I did a show in Winchester in a little tea room, and it was brilliant. Really, really good. So if you want to go and see some really good, interesting live music in unusual places with a good group of people, then get involved, kids. That's what I say. But there was a band from Portsmouth, or around Portsmouth, and it kind of put me in mind of this band I'm going to play you next, called Race Car Hearts. So, yeah, that's why I'm playing them. And also, the last track I'm going to play you is a band I played a few weeks ago called 3 Day Beard. 3 Day Beard. And I played them a few weeks ago, and they got in touch with me. They reached out. Have you heard that? They're reaching out. Hang on, I was going to have a chewing gum. Getting a little dry mouth. And they actually sent me a CD, which arrived from America in about 4 days. I was quite surprised. So, yeah, I've got their CD. So I've copied their CD onto my computer and listened to it. And it's very good. Wow, so is this chewing gum. What flavour is this chewing gum? Menthol eucalyptus. This is sugar-free jet gum. Jet gum from Lidl. Lovely. And that's all that's going to happen this week. We're over the 2 hour mark. How about that? Over the 2 hour mark, we're going to be over the 2 hour mark. So I'll play you those, a couple of jingles at the end. But next week, I'll do a big jingle compilation, because I've got loads from over the years, and we'll see what happens. I might have time to do a podcast next week, so I might do one this week and one next week. Who knows? Who knows? I've got lots of gigs coming up, but I've got this one. Yeah, this might. So remember these things. Remember these things. If you want to find out about my music, where I'm playing, and all that sort of schnizzle, and do my mailing list and all that sort of stuff, go to nicktown.co.uk. I'll put a jingle about that at the end. And new thing on. There's a brimstone butterfly in the back garden. Any nature people? Brimstone. Just seen it flying around. And yeah, find me on Team Tan on Facebook and just apply to join. And come and join in. We were talking about coffee yesterday, sandwiches last week. It's kind of a food-based thing at the moment, but there's also music as well. So, yeah, come and do that. Anyway, that's enough of me. Let me play some music. So we've got Race Car Hearts, Diesel Dawn, and Kentucky Gentleman by 3 Day Beard. I will see you and speak to you next week. Take care. Have fun. Bye.
Bye. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good. This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?